In today's Mishnah, we're in the first and second Mishnah, the second parak of Masech the Nazir. The Mishnah begins, Harini Nazir min hagrobor min advela. So if someone declares, he makes a neder saying, I'm a Nazir, however he adds from grogorot and from devela. Grogorot are dried figs, and devela is a cake of pressed figs. The problem with that is that a Nazir is allowed to consume figs. So how do we interpret such a declaration? So Beit Shammai says he's actually a Nazir. Why? Because Beit Shammai understands that Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Debatalah, this person does not simply blurt out words to have no effect. And therefore, when he says Harini Nazir, he is basically wanting to accept upon himself to be a Nazir Midin Torah. However, when he adds then from figs and all the different types of figs, whether they're dried or pressed, then what he's trying to do is trying to retract. And if he's doing that immediately, Minitoch Kadei Dibur, it doesn't help because, as Batuner explains, according to Beit Shammai, he maintains Hekdesh Ta'ut Shma Hekdesh. Even a mistaken Hekdesh would be binding, and therefore, in this situation, Nazir is quite similar to, because this is Kodesh Yeh, and therefore he would be a Nazir. However, Beit Hillel says no, Einu Nazir. Why? Because this is of the opinion, Begmar Dvaro Adam Nitpas, that we have to wait for the person to complete what they're saying before we interpret what they're saying. And therefore, since at the end of it he added min ha grogorot or min ha devela, he's effectively has his petach with it, meaning we can now understand that he really wanted to take on a neder, if you like, from consuming figs and had nothing to do with being an actual Nazir. So there's actually debate amongst the Rishonim in terms of, while it's true that according to Beit Hillel he wouldn't be a Nazir, would he be allowed to consume figs? According to one opinion is, well, certainly he can, because he didn't take a neder in the way the people would take a neder normally. He used this funny language of Nazir, which doesn't apply to regular Nadarim. That's the opinion of the Tosfot, whereas Rambam says, no, since we're interpreting it as being a neder, he wouldn't be able to have these figs. And the Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda adds, Af kesha amru Beit Shammai lo amru ela ba'omer hare hen alai korban. Rabbi Yehuda has a different interpretation of this debate. He says, yes, indeed, Beit Shammai Beit Hillel argue. However, they both agree that he wouldn't be a Nazir. Because when he says, Harini Nazir min agrogorot, from these pressed figs, there's no intention there to be a Nazir. And therefore, the debate is whether this will be binding in the context of it being a neder. So according to Beit Shammai, when he says, Harini Nazir min agrogorot min advela, he's actually making a neder not to consume those items and wouldn't be able to. Or according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beit Hillel would maintain the Ein Bedavar of Klum, really it's not a neder Nazir, it's not a neder at all, he'd be able to consume grogarot. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Amar, if someone says, Amra Parazul, this cow says, Harini Nazir im omedet ani. This is an interesting Mishnah. We'll explain it the way the Batanur or Kati explain it. They explain as follows. This person has difficulty moving this cow. The cow doesn't want to get up. And the person says, look, it is if the cow is saying, Harini Nazir, I will be a Nazir if I stand up. In other words, it's more like a sign of protest. So he, the person who's observing this cow not wanting to stand up, he declares, and I'm going to be a Nazir from it, if I don't get it up. That's his response. Or he says, Amar Hadeladze, this door is stuck. Amar Hadeladze, it's as if this door is saying, Harini Nazir im niftach ani. If I'm a Nazir, if I open. So it's as if the door is being stubborn and not wanting to open. And he says, and I will be a Nazir from this door if I do not open it. And what happens is the man walks away and then the cow eventually gets up on its own and the door eventually opens. In that situation, what happens? So Beit Shammai says, Nazir. The person is a Nazir. As we've explained in the previous Mishnah, Beit Shammai says, if he says he's a Nazir from Grogorot and Vela, it would be acceptance of being a Nazir. So to hear, since he's saying, I'm a Nazir from this cow or this door, it would likewise, it doesn't matter that those items are prohibited by him to a Nazir normally, it still is a Kabbalah Nazirut. Because again, we mafarish, we understand he wants to be a Nazir, and the details that followed after, his attempt to retract on it. Beit Hillel, again, is consistent with his opinion, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, that he says, Einu Nazir, because you cannot be a Nazir from a cow. The only thing that a Nazir is prohibited to do, as we've already mentioned, is consuming grape products, he's not allowed to cut his hair, and he's not allowed to come to Komet to Matamet. Rabbi Yehuda once again argues, as he did in the previous Mishnah, he says, Afkash Amur Beit Shammai Lom Rela Ba'omer Hare Parazu Alai Korban Imu Mereti. Rabbi Yehuda says the debate is not regarding whether he becomes a Nazir or not, but whether, once again, the neder is binding. So again, as we've explained, like the previous Mishnah quoted Beit Shammai in this context, when he says, I'm going to be a Nazir from this cow if I can't get it up, and he couldn't get it up and it got up on its own, then it would be interpreted as not being the acceptance of being a Nazir, according to Beit Shammai, with an understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, it would be that he doesn't want to get any hana, any benefit by way of a neder from this cow. Whereas Beit Hillel says, as we've explained already, consuming the Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, that it wouldn't be a Kabbalat, even a neder at all. Those are the Mishnah today.